And here we are, our final episode of the season. Welcome back, listeners. I hope you have your popcorn ready.
This is The Visitor at 7:30, inspired by The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon an evening dreary, when I yawned and felt quite weary, I heard a tap, a tiny rapping, from my window, soft and steady. Curious, I crept in nearer, heartbeats loud and breathing heavier, till I whispered, "Who is there?" But silence answered back instead of any. Then again, a sound repeated, like small fingers, faintly grated, tapping, tapping on the glass, as if to say, "I'm here already." I flung it open, chill wind blowing, curtains swayed and candles glowing, and in swooped something, dark and knowing, a little crow, so black, so steady. On my bookshelf it came landing, feathers neat in posture standing, not a call or screech demanding, just one stare, both calm and heady.
"Tell me, crow, what brings you hither?
From the wood so dark it withered." It blinked once and gave a shiver, then softly murmured, "Never ready." I gasped and laughed. "That's quite the thing. You must practice day and night and daying. Do you mean the ghosts are staying, or that tricks are not yet ready?" The crow just bowed as if in knowing, the moonlight on its feathers allowing, glowing, and whispered once more, half bestowing, "Never ready." Now every year turns, when dusk turns clever, and I think the night lasts forever, I glance up at my sill and never find that crow, though I stay steady. Still, when wind begins its weeping, and the world seems softly sleeping, I hear that faint tapping, secret, creeping, and a whisper, "Never ready."
The Tiger and the Magpie, based off a Korean folktale, by Avery Stevens. One time, a tiger with a weird smile sat under a tree, and a magpie with a silly hat flew on a branch and saw the tiger, and he said,
"Hi, what's your name?"
"My name's Derpy," said the tiger. "What's yours?"
"My name is Sussy."
Derpy saw a fox sneaking up behind Sussy and said, "Sussy, watch out!" So Sussy flew into the sky, and the fox leapt towards Derpy. So Derpy pushed the fox out of the way and chased him into the forest. Then he ran back to Sussy and told him, "You were going to get eaten." When Sussy came back, he said,
"You saved my life, thank you."
Derpy said, "No problem." And then they became best friends and met under the tree every day. The end.
What a perfect story for the little ones. Coming up is a poem written by Bravery Kids. We hope you enjoy.
Once upon a moonlit night, when pumpkins glowed with candlelight, a tiny ghost went floating through. But he forgot to say his boo.
He tried it soft, he tried it loud, he tried it high above the crowd. But all that came out was a choo! He'd sneezed and set instead of shouting boo.
He drifted past a haunted tree where owls stared suspiciously, and spiders giggled. "Is that you, the ghost who sneezed instead of boo?"
He met a witch who stirred her stew and asked, "Oh dear, what happened to you?" He sniffled, "Witch, I've lost my sound. My spooky voice can't be found."
The witch just smiled and said, "My friends, Your ghastly sneeze might start a trend. A chew can scare just like a boo. If you believe me, it will come true. You're reading. So off he went.
So off he went beneath the moon and tried again. He sneezed in tune. He puffed his chest and gave a ba-choo. The bats all screamed. That scared us too.
Now every year when night turns blue and children shout their loudest, boo! You just might hear out in the dew a ghostly sneeze go.
A-choo! A-choo!
Thank you so much for tuning in to our latest episode of Spooky Stories from Little Lucy. Don't forget about our drive-thru trick-or-treat event this evening at 5:30. Full-size candy bars this year. Here's a special shout-out to Miss Blanca and all the kiddos at her house. We love you guys.
Carlos.
Mario. Gata. JJ. And, of course, Gabriel. Thank you guys for your support. That message was from Lalo. We hope you'll have a safe Halloween. We've got another shout out to Bella from your Uncle Dodo. He hopes you have all the candy you want this Halloween. Stick around and hear who's been sponsoring us all season.
Our sponsors for today's episode are Colors by Carlos, Painting the Texas Hill Country, Texas Waste Solutions, your dependable trash service, Little Lucy RV Resort, bring your RV, it's the place you want to be, also pet friendly, Flavor by Chef G, catering and private services.
We also want to thank our newest sponsors this year, Central Texas Serenity Caregivers and OzTex Concrete Delivery. Thank you guys for all your support. We hope you enjoy your Halloween. This podcast was created by Bravery Kids Productions. Music and sound mixing. Credits go to Nicholas Alvarado and Maria. Y'all have a happy Halloween. We'll see y'all next year.